should say good afternoon, everyone, from Fremont, Nebraska. Working a couple hours ahead as the North College Defenders get set to take on the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. The North College Defenders come into today's women's contest with a 7-11 overall mark, 2-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Midland Warriors are 7-12 overall and 0-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the concourse above the Event Center at the Midland University campus in Fremont, Nebraska. The North College Defenders coming off a win over the Dakota State Lady Tees, while Midland is smarting from a loss to the Briarcliff Chargers this past Wednesday in their most recent outing. Before we get any further into our pregame show, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between these two teams. And the first thing that I brought up was the fact that conference win or non-conference win, it was good for the North College Defenders to get back with a win on Wednesday over the Dakota State Lady Tees. Playing Midland this evening or this afternoon, and you played Midland, it doesn't seem like that long ago. You played them a little over a month ago. What do you remember? What?
And we jumped into that interview just a little bit too far ahead, so we will go back and redo that. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Defenders facing a team that lost to Briarcliff, but on Wednesday it was a non-conference win over Dakota State.
Right, you know, we started the back from Christmas with a really good week and got two wins, and then three-game week where playing some really good teams and didn't get any wins, so just good to get back on the winning track. And kind of get confident again, and just as we move through the season in the second half here, that was just a really important night for us to have played well and to have limited our turnovers and to have gotten a win.
Playing Midland this evening or this afternoon, and you played Midland, doesn't seem like that long ago. You played them a little over a month ago. What do you remember? What's on the scouting report from the last time you played the Midland Warriors?
Well, they have very quick guards, and they do a nice job pushing the ball, and you know, offensively, they're going to go high-low, and they're going to go some four out, one in, and they're going to throw some five person, you know, just nobody in, you know, at you. And so, you know, they're a very, very capable team, and they played Briarcliff very well on Wednesday night. And so, you know, we'll have to be ready to go here tonight as they also rebound really well. They out-rebounded Briarcliff by 20. So, you know, we do have to do a good job of keeping them off the boards.
Tell me about your team, where you're at in terms of your progress this year. There have been times where you feel like you take two steps forward, other times a step back. Do you still feel like you're headed in the right direction?
Very much so. You know, I think we've probably made as much progress this week as any week. And, you know, you can't judge the progress sometimes by the games, but you can see it every day in practice and our ability to, you know, take care of the ball, push the ball, and not have turnovers, and also offensively to execute has gotten better and better, and it needs to, you know, because other teams are improving as well. So, you know, I'm real excited to get to play this one today. You know, can't wait to see if that practice, the very good practices, kind of carries over to the game. You know, we hope that it does.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about the Dort College Defenders and the task in front of the Dort College Defenders as they face off with the Midland team that is 0-10 in the conference, still looking for that first conference win of the year. And for Coach Craig Steensma, obviously you don't want that first win to come at your expense. Midland women, 7-12 overall this year. Their most recent win was over Dakota State on January 7 by an 88-84 overtime margin. Warriors have won three of their last five games, with losses coming to Dakota Wesleyan and Briarcliff in that string. The Warriors are getting outscored 65.4 to 68.7 overall, but have really struggled in conference, while they're giving up 71.6 points per game while scoring 55.9. Warriors are rebounding teams 39.1 to 36.4 while making 41.2% of their field goals and allowing 40.1% success. Jamila Johnson and Trisha Hoffman are scoring 11.6 and 11.4 points per game, respectively. Jamie Thramer completes the trio of players in double figures at 10.1 points per contest. Thramer makes 50.4% of her shots and has gotten to the free throw line a team-high 77 times while making 57 of 74% success. Darian Moon knocks down 9.4 points per game, and Sammy Hislop is good for 8.7 points per outing. Thramer is the leading rebounder with an 8.6 average. Johnson is giving out 2.5 assists per contest. The Door College women are 7-11 overall, stand 2-8 in the conference. Defenders snapped a three-game losing skid on Wednesday night with a non-conference decision over the Dakota State Lady Tees. That game was the first time the Defenders had played a non-rated team since December 29th, part of a three-game stretch. The Defenders are averaging 61.3 points per game and allow 63.1 points per contest. The Defenders are scoring 58.3 points per game and allow 64.3 points per game on average in conference. Dort is out-rebounding teams 37.5 to 34.6. Defenders are limiting teams to 39.3% success shooting and make 39.8% of their own shots. The Defenders make 243 of 338 free throws for the season, while opponents are 217 for 310. Kara Van Dyke is scoring 10.7 points per game with a team-high 6.9 rebounds. Brianna Spronk is scoring 10.2 and grabbing 6.3 rebounds. Elise Marish is averaging 7.3 points per game, and Kayla Gasink is at 7 points per game. Jamie Cook is at 6.5. Jessica Gelsman and Danelle Bowen average 6.2 and 5.8 points per game, and Gelsman is at 40 assists for the season. That is a 2.3 average. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. And it appears that we will not take a break right now as we have lost our internet connection, so we will keep it right here and take a look at the starting lineups. Let's begin with the Midland University Warriors. They will start number 5, Sammy Hislop. She's a 5'7 freshman from Sparta, New Jersey, averaging 8.7 points per game. Jamie Thramer is a 5'10 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10.1 points per contest. Jamila Johnson is a 5'8 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 11.6 points per game. Darian Moon is a 5'5 sophomore from Jacksonville, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per contest. And number 44 is Trisha Hoffman, a 5'9 senior from Homer, Nebraska, averaging 11.4 points per game. For the Dort College Defender women, they will start number 3, Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7 points per game. Kayla Brookice is a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.1 points per outing. Danelle Bowen is a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 5.8 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.7 points per contest. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 6.5 points per game. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's pause for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Bedinglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work. Painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 712-722-2313. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holayerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Most recent outing for the Dort College Defenders was a win over Dakota State. For the Midland Warriors, their last contest was a game on Wednesday night as well. They went toe-to-toe with Briarcliff for 20 minutes before losing 78-67. They trailed 39-38 at halftime. Dort College leads this series 10-4. They won back in December 65-43. Kara Van Dyke had 12 points and 13 rebounds to lead the defenders, while Elise Marish scored 14 and Kayla Gasing knocked down 11. Midland with the white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out. In orange, and Dort College grabs the opening tip, and Kayla Brookeis promptly steps on the sideline out of bounds. And Midland will have possession of the basketball. Now the question is, did Dort College have possession of the basketball or not? Which way will the possession arrow be pointed? And I believe this will be ruled as a possession for Dort College. So Midland will have the basketball, and the possession arrow will stay with Midland as Dort College has the basketball. Beg your pardon, they now switched the possession arrow, so they rule Dort College never had possession of the basketball. And Midland will set the offense. Pass goes left side with the basketball is Cameron. Cameron gives it right side over to Johnson. Johnson with it on the right wing. Johnson comes back out front to Danelle Steffen. Steffen over the basketball as Midland shakes up their starting lineup from what was expected. Jamila Johnson on the left side, driving baseline, puts it up with the right hand from the left side. It's good. And Midland has taken a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Dort College with the basketball, trailing 2-0. The defenders with the basketball. Gasing picks up her dribble, passes over to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Zone defense applied here by Midland. Comes back over to Bone. Bone down to the baseline. Cut off momentarily. Fires it into the corner over to Gasing. Gasing three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by Midland. Midland off and running with it. Right-hand shot. No good. And a fight for the basketball. And we've got an over-the-back foul called on Midland, I believe. Foul's going to go on number five, Sammy Hislop. Hislop whistled for the personal foul. So the Dort College defenders get the basketball back, trailing 2-0, just underway. We're a minute 10 into this afternoon's contest. Brookeis passes right side over to Gasing. Gasing drops it down low for Cook. Cook might have traveled with it. She's got it on the right block, fires it away, and it's taken by Sammy Hislop on the turnover. Here comes Midland coming back the other way in their white jerseys with black numbers. Might be navy blue, actually. Hislop in the lane, lost it, now picks it back up, and we've got a foul called on the Dort College defenders. Danelle Bones going to be whistled for the personal. And two free throws on the way for Midland. Sluggish start for the defenders. They haven't been on top of their game so far in this one. Bone picks up the personal foul, and for Danelle, that is foul number one.
First free throw is up, no good. Missed it, did Danielle Steffen. She's got another one coming. 2-0 our score, Dort College trailing. Second free throw is up, that one splashes through, and Steffen makes it a 3-0 ball game. 3-0, Midland in front. Dort College with the basketball. Taking it across the timeline is Bone. Bone passes left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Gasing. Gasing comes left side. They dump it down low for Cook. Cook, no-look pass into the corner. Gasing. Gasing out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets loose with a three and hit it. Kara Van Dyke with a three-point basket ties it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score, Midland basketball. Right side pass. The Warriors into their offensive set. Cameron. Cameron comes back over to Thramer. Thramer with the basketball gives it up to Johnson. Johnson with it on the wing. Johnson down to the baseline, cut off there momentarily. Now steps back, a three, no good. Rebound is long, though, on the weak side, taken by Thramer. Thramer's shot no good, and she's called for traveling. Traveling violation called against Thramer on the putback attempt, and the Dort College defenders will come back the other way, tied up 3-3, 17:40 left to play. In the first half, Bowen with the basketball. Back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left wing. Comes back to Brookhuis at the free throw line. Nothing there. Goes back over to Bowen. Bowen lets fly with a three. Missed it to the right. No good from the right wing. Rebound taken away by Jamie Thramer. Thramer with the basketball. Thramer gives it up to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron to Johnson. Johnson on the left wing looking for a ball screen. Instead gives it out front to Hislop. Hislop in between the circles. She's going to drive left side, cut off by Gasing. Comes back over to Thramer. Thramer back to Hislop. Hislop with the basketball. Hislop with it on the right wing. Lob pass underneath. Weak side help. Brookhuis unable to hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Midland will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Johnson. They get it into the middle of the lane. It's taken by Thramer. Thramer shot no good. Rebound collected by Cook. Cook into the front court for the defenders. Cook driving left side. Comes back over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up left side. Back out front it comes Brookhuis. Brookhuis with her toes on the three-point line straight on. Gives to Cook. Cook drives right side. Gets the shot to go. She's fouled on the play and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And the Dort College defenders have their first lead of the basketball game at 5-3. 5-3 our score, Dort College by a deuce. Free throw on the way by Cook is up and down, so Cook makes it a 6-3 contest. Dort College in front. Midland has the basketball, Hislop. Hislop gives right side over to Cameron. Cameron into the backcourt. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Midland got through it. Drop it off. Left side. The easy jumper for Steffen. Steffen makes it a 6-5 contest. Dort College by a point. So Dort College gave up the fast break bucket. Back the other way, Bone. Bone gives to Gasing. Gasing out front, Cook. Cook looking for Van Dyke. Van Dyke double team. She's going to turn around. Her jumper is good. Kara Van Dyke with 5 points, and the defender lead is 7-5. 7-5 our score. Midland has the basketball trailing by three. Johnson will set the offense for the Warriors. She passes left side over to Hislop. Hislop's weak side pass goes over the top to Cameron. Cameron, easy shot, good. It's now 8-7. 8-7 our score, Dort College. Three on the way by Cook, no good. Long rebound cleared out by Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Dort College a quick shot that time. Cameron to the free throw line, lost it. Now it's down on the floor. Brookhuis is able to force the jump ball with Jamie Thramer. Dort College will have possession of the basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball. Bringing it up will be Bowen off of the pass from Gasing, and here come the defenders with a chance to build on a one-point lead. Bowen with the basketball across half court. She passes right side over to Gasing. Gasing with the ball on the wing. Gasing looking, comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in the lane. Fires it back outside Gasing. Gasing goes right back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, weak side pass. Bowen. Bowen open three. Good. Three-point basket by Danelle Bowen, and the Dort College defenders own an 11-7 lead. 11-7 our score, Dort College in front. Got a nice start to this afternoon's contest, 5 minutes into the game. Midland has the basketball. Left side is Cameron. Cameron's pass deflected by Gasing, picked back up by the Warriors. Shot no good. Rebound, Gasing had her hands on it momentarily. Comes loose, though. Johnson picks it up. Shot in the lane is off of the heel and down. Danielle Steffen from close in. She's got 5 points already, averaging 5.6 points per game. Jumper the other way is Cook. Cook's shot no good. And here comes Midland, and right back the other way is Steffen. Steffen, another two-point basket. We're tied up at 11-11 as Midland runs through the Dort College defense. Get the easy bucket. Left side pass, Brookice. Brookice for the basketball in the corner. Brookice gives to Gasing. Gasing right side Cook. Cook thinks about the three. Instead gives to the cutter, Van Dyke. Van Dyke got held up on the play, though, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. We're tied at 11-11. 13:49 left to play in the half. 11-11, our score. Throwing the ball in will be the Midland Warriors. Jamila Johnson will bring it up for Dort College. Jessica Gelsma in the ball game for the first time. She goes left side over to Darian Moon. Moon back out front to Mackenzie Pemberton. Pass into the lane with the basketball is Shelby Ruprecht. Ruprecht back to Moon. Moon left side, it goes Steffen. Steffen has had the hot hand early. Her pass down low is deflected out by Spronk. It'll be Midland basketball. Marish, Gelsma, Spencer, and Spronk checked into the ballgame at the last break for the Dort College defenders. Brookeye stayed on the floor. Three-pointer no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Gelsma. She wants to press the issue. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Spronk with it. Spronk into the lane. Might have gotten away with the travel. Her shot from straight on. Banked it. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Marish. Marish gives it up Spronk, and Spronk's going to be called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to Midland. Mackenzie Pemberton with the basketball. She'll inbound it. 13:05 left to play in the half. Dort College 11, Midland 11. Jamila Johnson out front with the basketball. She's going to put it on the floor hard to the left side. Picks up her dribble, passes it off to Pemberton. Pemberton out front, Steffen. Steffen's had the hot hand early. She's got 7 of her team's 11 points. Right side shot by Moon, no good. Rebound cleared out by Spronk. Gives it off to Gelsma. Here comes Dort College pressing the issue. Midland is retreating quickly. Dort College has the basketball. Pass goes right side. They give it to Brookice. Brookice has it deflected away. Picks it back up, though. Gives into the corner, Spronk. Spronk jumper, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Moon. Moon with the basketball. Moon gives it up left side over to Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Kayla Brookice, her first personal foul. So the Dort College defenders will play defense as Midland will inbound underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. New player checking in for Midland will be Jamie Thramer. Thramer will check in for Danielle Steffen. Thramer averaging 10.1 points per game, seeing her first action this evening. Throwing the ball in is Johnson. Johnson gets it in front to Pemberton. Pemberton's pass deflected by Brookice out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland will inbound in front of the Dort College bench. Midland will inbound the basketball. And now we've got a conference with the officials. And Midland will inbound the basketball as it stays with Midland inbounding. Pass comes in over to Moon. Moon in the right corner. Moon looking for someone to pass to. Moon with it on the right wing. Pass down low, tipped and controlled by Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. Wrestled it away from Moon that time when it came free. Here come the Dort College defenders. Across half court is Gelsma. Gelsma with the basketball looking for Marish. Gets it to Marish on the left wing deep. She comes back out front. Spencer. Spencer right side. Brookice. Brookice into the lane. Fires it back over for Gelsma. Gelsma jumper from 15. No good. Left wing. Rebound taken away. Middle of the lane by Midland and Pemberton. Pemberton driving the lane, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders. And if that is on Brookice, that's number 2 on her. with Kayla Gasink waiting at the scorer's table to check in for her. So Brooke Ice has just picked up foul number two with 11:34 left to go in the half. Johnson will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Moon. Moon gives it up to Ruprecht. Ruprecht to Pemberton. Pemberton dumps it off underneath. Shot blocked by Spencer. Rebound taken away by Spencer to Jelsma. Jelsma gets it ahead to Gasing. Gasing up the left sideline, the far sideline. Picks up her dribble. Trapped. Gets it wrapped around over to Jelsma. They've got an opportunity. Now Midland falls back and covers up. Pass comes over to Spronk. Spronk underneath Spencer. Spencer, two players around her. Marish comes up with it. 10 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Pass into the middle of the lane. Intended for Jelsma. Taken away by Midland and Thramer. Here comes Midland back the other way. Pemberton. Pemberton on the left wing. Pemberton beyond the three-point line. Gives to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Jamila Johnson on the left wing. Gives back over to Pemberton. Pemberton on the right side. Pemberton. Back it comes to Hislop. Hislop to Johnson. Johnson, spin move, shot no good. Rebound tipped and last touch by Nord College. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland will have the basketball back. So Midland to throw the ball in. Underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Johnson gets the ball inbounded to Thramer. Thramer, turn around to the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Nord College off and running. With the basketball across half court is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma picks up her dribble, gives to Marish. Marish, mid-range jumper, 12-footer, right baseline, no good. Rebound controlled by Moon. Moon coming back the other way, doesn't have the numbers, and she carries it. She wanted to dump it off to the right to Mackenzie Pemberton. She was filling the right lane. Moon tried to shovel it off to her, and as she did that, she saw a Nord College defensive player in the lane. Tried to get the hand back on top of the basketball, but got called for the carry. Pass underneath to Marish. Marish, turn around on the block, left side, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the Nord College defenders break what was a long drought for both teams. Nord College leads 13-11. We're past the midpoint of the first half. Not many whistles as of late. Pass right side, Thramer. Thramer, layup, good, and she's fouled on the play, and I believe that's going to go on Van Dyke. The basket counts, and Thramer will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul was called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her first personal. According to my count, that is team foul number four on the defenders. So Thramer with an opportunity to complete the three-point play out of the deep knee bend. The 74% free throw shooter makes it. And Midland has a 14-13 advantage. 14-13 our score. Jelsman to the front court. Passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right wing. Spronk. Spronk beyond the three-point line looking down low for Marish. Gets it to Marish. She's guarded by Moon. And a jump ball called alternating possession as Moon blocks it and ties her up on the play. And Midland gets the basketball back. It's 14-13. 14-13, our score. Midland with the basketball. Across half court is Miller. Miller goes left side over to Hislop. Hislop on the left wing. Hislop with the basketball gives to Thramer. Thramer at the free throw line. Takes one dribble hard to the right. Stopped on the elbow. Now gets the return pass down on the right block. Kick out pass comes back over to Moon. Darian Moon with the basketball working against Marish. Comes back over to Miller. Miller right side. Six to shoot for Midland. Comes back to Miller. Underneath. Shot is good for Thramer with the shot clock winding down. And Thramer makes it 5 points off of the bench. And the defenders trail 16-13. 8:55 and counting. First half of this one, Nord College trailing. Midland has outscored Nord College 5-2 since it was tied, 11-11. Van Dyke passes left side, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma puts it on the floor, and she's called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Midland Warriors. So Midland gets it on the turnover. Spronk will check out of the ballgame along with Marish, checking back in. Bone and Cook. Van Dyke, Jelsma, and Gasink remaining on the floor for the defenders. Midland with the basketball. Miller. Miller goes left side. Moon. Moon open three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Cook.
Cook with the basketball. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, two players around her, looks up the floor, finds Gasink left side. Gasink down to the baseline. Two players around her, forces it up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland off and running. Long pass into the front court is taken for Midland, and the layup is good for Sammy Hislop. Hislop makes it 18-13, and Midland has outscored Dort College 11-2, since it was an 11-7 lead for the Dort College defenders. Driving left side is Gelsman. Gelsman is held on the play, and I believe that's going to go on Tramer. Tramer whistled for the personal foul. Dort College trailing 18-13. They've got to get things righted here. Trailing by five. They had a four-point advantage not that long ago. Pass to Van Dyke. Nine-point swing. Comes over to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Free throw line. Kick out Bone. Bone long three. No good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Miller. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop underneath the Dort College basket. Throwing it in will be Gasink. Brookice is in the far left corner. Now she comes racing into the lane. Gasink looking for Bone. Gets it to her on the right wing beyond the three-point line. She's matched up with there. Dumps it down low for Cook. And we've got a kick called on Sammy Hislop. 26 seconds on the shot clock for the defenders. Busy day here in Fremont this afternoon, especially on the Midland University campus. Wrestling meet happening in the old, what I would call the rec center. Pass goes left side over to Bone. Bone jumper, no good. Rebound tapped by Gasink. Kept alive by Midland, though, and here comes Hislop. Hislop with the basketball on the right side. Hislop backing things out, setting it up. Pass goes into the lane. Shot no good by Danielle Steffen, but she's fouled on the play. And the Dort College defenders, trailing 18-13, will send Danielle Steffen to the free throw line for Midland on the foul called against Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for her first personal. That is team foul number five on the defenders. First free throw is up and good for Danielle Steffen. 7:31 left to go in the half. Midland leading 19-13 now after the made free throw. Spencer is in. Checking out Jamie Cook. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. Steffen with 9 points. Came into the game averaging 5.6 points per contest. Pass comes right side, Gasink. Gasink lob pass over the top for Van Dyke. Van Dyke turned around on the block, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland and Shaylin Miller. Miller comes right side over to Hislop. Hislop with the basketball. Hislop passes, deflected, picked up by Midland, though, and Cameron. Cameron working against Gasink, 15 to shoot for the Warriors. Midland with the basketball, Hislop. Hislop driving left side, cut off by Spencer. Ball's loose, though, and now we've got a foul called against Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her second personal, caught out of position that time, and Midland will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and Midland is in the bonus. After this one's inbounded. And we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College defenders. Timeout, Dort College, trailing 20-13 with 6:56 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland with the basketball after the foul call, after the timeout. Dort College using their first timeout of the basketball game. Steffen, kick out pass, right side Miller. Miller jumper from the wing, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland again, and now we've got a tie-up. Spencer down on the floor, tying up Danielle Steffen. It's Midland basketball after the jump ball. Well, some games you can go an entire contest with no tie-ups. Here in the first half, I believe that is our fifth tie-up of the basketball game. Pass goes down low to Steffen. Steffen's kick-out pass attempt, and we've got a foul called from behind on Kristen Cameron on the loose basketball. She's whistled for going over the top of Danelle Bone. That is team foul number four called on the Midland Warriors. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass goes left side over to Gasink. Gasink gives it up, Brookice. She'll let fly with a rainbow three and drops it through. Kayla Brookice with her first three, the high archer. And the Dort College defender drought is over. At least we hope it's over. That was a 9-0 run by the Midland Warriors. 6:10 left to play in the half. Pass down low, kick controlled by Midland, and now the pass into the corner tipped by the Dort College defenders. Dort College will be inbounding, will be playing defense as Midland inbounds the basketball deep in the corner. Throwing the ball in will be Shaylin Miller. Miller goes into the corner. Comes over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball out front to Hislop. Hislop with the ball. Hislop gives it up to Shaylin Miller. Shot down on the block. No good. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Midland. Midland with a fresh 30 to work with. They pass it out front. 17-footer up and down for Sammy Hislop. And the Midland Warriors lead at 22-16. 22-16. Dort College down 6. 5:39 left to go. In the half, pass right side over to Burkeis. Burkeis, cross-court pass over to Gasing. She'll cast up a three, too strong, no good. Rebound down on the floor, it's still loose. Finally picked up by Midland, and Elise Marish runs over the top of her, trying to get the loose basketball. Marish helps her up, but not before she gets called for the personal foul. So now Midland will have the benefit of shooting free throws. For the rest of the half, 5:28 remaining, and they're in the double bonus. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Midland and Sammy Hislop. Hislop with another one on the way. She's got 5 points already. Great day for traveling down into Nebraska. Great Saturday in January. Sun shining, temps above freezing. Not much snow on the ground as well. Ball tipped out of bounds after the missed free throw. Men's basketball team making it safely as well about a half hour ago. Midland to inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane is Jamila Johnson. Brianna Spronk will go to the scorer's table. She'll check in at the next dead ball. Spencer comes away with a steal. Here comes Dort College trailing 23-16. So Hislop made one of two free throws. Marish into the lane, throws it away. Ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Dort College trailing 7, 5:16 left to go in the half. Midland inbounding the basketball. Bringing it up will be Pemberton. Pemberton across half court. Pemberton comes over to Kirsten Cameron. Cameron looking. Gives a right side. Shot shoveled up. No good by Ruprecht. Rebound taken away. Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Dort College. Into the front court. Bone. Bone underneath Marish. Marish two players around her and she travels with it. Back-to-back turnovers by Elise Marish. Looked like she pivoted in the lane and then changed her pivot foot. Jamie Cook's going to check in at the next break. 4:48 left to play in the half. Dort College trailing 23-16. Midland basketball. Right side is Cameron. Cameron with the ball. Cameron goes left side over to Pemberton. Pemberton down to the block. Nothing there. She's going to retreat now to the free throw line. She tries to penetrate again. Kicks it left side. On the baseline to Steffens. Steffens had the hot hand here in the first half. She's got 9 first-half points. Comes back out front to Pemberton. 3 to shoot for Midland. Driving in. Shot no good by Johnson. Rebound put back, though, by Midland and Steffen. Steffen with 11 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 25-16. 25-16, Dort College down 9. Pass comes over to Brookice. Brookice in between the circles out front. Brookice passes over to Spronk. Spronk with it on the wing. Gives it up Gasing. Gasing left side over to Bone. Bone driving in, shovels it off for Spronk. Spronk shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Ruprecht has whistled for the personal foul, and Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Brianna Spronk, a 71% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Let's reset the lineup for you for the Dort College defenders. It's Brookice, Bone, Spronk, Van Dyke, and Cook. For Midland, it's Pemberton, Moon, Thramer, Johnson, and Ruprecht. I believe that's the 5-4 Midland. Pass right side. Shot is good by Spronk, by the way. Dort College trails 25-18. Need to whittle this thing down. 3:49 left to go to half. Into the lane is Johnson. Johnson right side Pemberton. Her three is good. Pemberton with the three, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And if that goes on Dort College,
It's going to be on Midland. Foul's going to go on Ruprecht for Midland. So Ruprecht whistled for her second personal foul. York College will inbound the basketball, so the three-pointer is good. It's a 10-point advantage for Midland, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 3:30 left to play in the half. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk with it on the wing, down to the baseline, picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Brookice. Brookice goes right back over to Bone. Bone on the wing, underneath Cook. Cook is fouled from behind by Ruprecht, and Ruprecht has just picked up her third personal foul. I believe that's team foul number 7 as well on Midland. So Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1 and the bonus. 3:22 left to go in the half. Dort College trailing Midland 28-18. Free throw by Cook is good. Jamie Cook, a 65% free throw shooter, now 27 of 42 this season. 1 for 2 this today. Second free throw is up and good. So Cook has 4 points, and the defenders trail 28-20. Moon in the backcourt with the basketball, working up against the pressure applied by Bone. Moon into the front court. She's got her on the right side. She passes back over to Jamila Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson on the right wing beyond the three-point line. She's looking for a pass down low, tipped and saved in by Bone. No, she stepped on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball deep in the corner, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jeremy Becker, Gaylord Brockmeyer, and Barry DeKay working as the officiating crew today, assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This game in Fremont, Nebraska. Pass over the top, coming away with it is Steffen. Steffen with the basketball back to Moon. 3 seconds on the shot clock, and she gets it to go as the shot clock is set to expire. Dort College trails 30-20. Couple times already today that we've seen that. Now a three-pointer by Jamie Cook answering back. She's got 7. Dort College trails 30-23. With the basketball is Johnson. Johnson out front. She goes right side over to Pemberton. Pemberton pass into the lane. Controlled by the defenders. They steal it. Get it ahead to Spronk. Spronk dribbles in. Right-handed layup. Good. Brianna Spronk with 4 points. And the defenders have cut what was a 10-point lead down to 5. And we've still got 2 minutes to go till halftime. Midland with the basketball on the right side is Pemberton. Pemberton drives in. Gives to Johnson. Johnson over to Moon. Moon on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Moon with the basketball, working against Spronk, crossover dribble. Moon dumps it off left side, pass through the lane, picked up, and an easy two for Jeannie Thramer as the Dort College defense rotated over to stop the penetration. Dort College trails now by 7. Pass underneath to Spronk, and Spronk is fouled on the play by Moon. Darian Moon whistled for the personal foul. Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. 32-25, Dort College, trailing by 7. Free throws, though, for Spronk. First one is good. Brianna Spronk with 5 points, all of them coming since the 10-minute mark. Cook is in, Spencer is out. Also checking out Bowen and Brookice. Gaysink and Gelsma check in for the defenders, along with Spencer. Spronk and Van Dyke stay on the floor. Second free throw is up and down for Spronk, and it's back to a 5-point ball game. 32-27. Moon inbounding the basketball, throws it out for Johnson. She tracks after it, gets it at half court. She passes right side. With the basketball is Thramer. Thramer gives down low. Kick out past Johnson. Johnson, three-pointer, wing, good. Jamila Johnson with 5 points, and the defenders trail 35-27. 1:24 left to play in the first half. Left side pass comes over to Gaysink. Gaysink swings it right side over to Spronk. Spronk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, turnaround to the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped by Spencer, controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland passes underneath. Midland beating Dort College down the floor right now. Steffen, kick out pass back over to Pemberton. Pemberton to Moon. Moon thinks about the long 18-footer. Decides instead to go over to Pemberton. Pemberton jumper right wing, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke.
Van Dyke gets it ahead to Jelsma. Here comes Dort College with the basketball in between the circles out front. Jelsma, she's going to penetrate, puts it up in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Spencer. Back over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. 13-second, a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Van Dyke will put up a long jumper. It's no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dort College. Van Dyke comes up with it. She'll try another one from 12. No good. Rebound Moon. Here comes Midland after withstanding three shots by the defenders. Moon drops it off. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Marish will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Van Dyke. Jamila Johnson will throw the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. New player checking in for Midland is Aaron DeBolt. DeBolt, a backup post player. Johnson looking to throw it in. Finally throws it in over the top. Midland working over the basketball. 22 seconds now, and the shot, the clock didn't start initially. And now it did, and we have an inadvertent horn as well, so we'll have to do it all over again. Midland will have it near the midcourt stripe, inbounding the basketball. Dort College leads by eight. Trails by eight, wishful thinking. 35-27, Dort College by eight. Down by eight, and Midland will inbound the basketball with the lead. Midland looking to throw it in. Pemberton. Pemberton gets it in to Johnson. Johnson over the basketball. Johnson in between the circles out front. Sets the offense. 12 seconds. Midland can hold for the final shot of the half with the shot clock off. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprong. Fires it over to Jelsma. 3 seconds left. She's at midcourt. Driving left side. Puts it up. No good. And with 2/10 of a second left, she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Midland. That's going to go on number 20, Darian Moon. And with 2/10 of a second remaining in the half, Dort College an opportunity to turn an 8-point ball game into a 6-point game. First free throw by Jelsma is good. A second free throw on the way here for Jelsma. So Dort College, in all likelihood, is going to go into the locker room either down 7 or 6. Second free throw is up and good for Jelsma. 2/10 of a second remaining. Midland looking for a long pass. And they get it inbounded, and that's the end of the count. They get it inbounded, a short pass. They just got it inbounded, and the Dort College defenders and Midland Warriors will retreat to their respective locker rooms. And talk about the first half of play. The Dort College defenders trailing Midland 35-27. Unofficially, the Dort College defenders led by Jamie Cook's 7 points, while the Midland Warriors are topped unofficially by Danielle Steffen with 11 points unofficially. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Midland 35-29. We were tied at 3. We were tied at 11. Dort College took a lead at 13-11. Midland took the lead for good in the first half, 14-13. Hit a three-pointer, and that was part of a 9-0 run that a 9-0 run that put Midland from 2 down to 5 up at 18-13. They eventually got up by as many as 7 on that run at 20-13. And the Dort College defenders ended up trailing by as many as 10 at 30-20. Dort College cut 5 points off of the 10-point lead almost immediately at 30-25. And end up trailing at halftime 35-27. The Dort College defenders were led by Jamie Cook's 7 points in the first half of play. And actually she's credited with 8 points officially. She had a free throw that I did not record earlier in the half, so she's got a team-high 8. The Midland Warriors, led by Danielle Steffen,
with 11 points on 4 of 5 shooting from the floor. Let's take a 2-minute break and be back with a rundown of the numbers right after this. 35-29, Dort College down by 6 at halftime. The Dort College defenders, 8 of 25 from the floor for 32%, 4 of 10 from the three-point line for 40%, 9 for 9 on free throws for 100%. For Midland, 14 of 31 from the floor for 45.2%, 2 for 6 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 5 for 7 on free throws for 71.4%. Midland leading Dort College in rebounding, 22-13. Turnovers, Dort College committed 9, Midland committed 7 in the first half. Jamie Cook with 8 points to lead the defenders, 5 for Caravan Dyke, 6 for Brianna Sprunk. 3 each for Kayla Brookice, Danelle Bone. 2 each for Jessica Gelsman, Elise Marish. For Midland, they are topped by Danielle Steffen with 11 points. 7 for Jamie Tramer. 5 for Jamila Johnson. 5 for Sammy Hislop. 2 for Kristen Cameron. 3 for Mackenzie Pemberton. And 2 for Darian Moon for their total of 35. Jamie Tramer has a team-high 5 rebounds, 4 for Darian Moon, 3 for Danielle Steffen, 3 for Kristen Cameron. For the Dort College defenders, Kara Van Dyke with 3 rebounds, Jamie Cook and Kayla Gasink with 2 rebounds each, along with Bailey Spencer. Kayla Gasink credited with 2 assists in the first half. While the Midland Warriors are led by Jamila Johnson with 4 assists in the first half, Danielle Steffen with 2 assists. 35-29, Midland leading Dort College by 6 at halftime. Let's see if we can track down some other halftime scores. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a look at scores from around the conference right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Midland, 35-29. Some other GPAC scores from today. At halftime, Concordia leads Morningside 42-34. Doesn't look like I have a Mount Marty update. Well, double check that. Doan leading Mount Marty at the half, 32-31. And at halftime, Northwestern prevailing over Nebraska Wesleyan, 40-26. Midland over Dort College, 35-29 at the half as well. We're at the midpoint of the GPAC basketball season. Concordia, Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Morningside are all 8-2 in women's play, so that Concordia-Morningside matchup, a critical matchup. Hastings stands 6-4. They are idle until tomorrow when they travel to the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota to face Dakota Wesleyan. Doan is 5-5. Mount Marty is 5-5. Dakota Wesleyan comes in to play this weekend 3-7. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 2-8. Midland stands 0-10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu.
Back with a recap of what's coming up this week on KDCR right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We've got a minute 15 to go till halftime, and we haven't till halftime concludes, and we haven't seen the Dort College defenders out of the locker room yet. And as I say that, here they come down the aisle. As their locker room located on the upper level here at the Midland Event Center. Midland making their way out of the locker room about a minute and a half or so ago. Dort College, a fair amount to talk about at halftime, I would imagine, trailing 35-29. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. We're at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Coming up this week on KDCR Wednesday, it's a home game for the Dort College women, followed by the Dort College men facing Mount Marty at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That's a Wednesday night contest. And then next Saturday, another trip into Nebraska. That's kind of the pattern right now. Wednesday at home, Saturday on the road in Nebraska. We'll be up the road about an hour further down the road at Lincoln, Nebraska, taking on Nebraska Wesleyan next Saturday afternoon. With the basketball is Gasink on the left wing as we start second half play. Pass out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Has it out front. Dumps it to Cook. Cook on the left elbow of the lane. Drops it off for Brookice. Brookice mid-range jumper. Left baseline is good. Kayla Brookice with 5 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-35. Dort College down four. Here comes Midland with the basketball. Warriors have it across the timeline. Sammy Hislop with it. Hislop comes over to Steffen. Steffen drops it off down low. Shot by Tramer is up and good. Tramer the crossover move, and Tramer with 9 points. And the Dort College defenders trail again 37-31. Dort College has to make up some ground. So far it's been difficult going for the defenders since about the midpoint of the first half. Gasing down to the baseline, drops it up for Cook. Cook in the lane, straight on, dribbles to the right with the right hand. Her layup is good, another assist for the Dort College defenders. And Kayla Gasing, a bucket by Cook. She's now got a team-high 10 points. Dort College trails by 4, 37-33. As poorly as it has felt like Dort College has played this afternoon, they are only down by 4 points. Tramer shot in the lane, blocked out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It will be Midland basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Johnson will inbound the basketball. Johnson throws it in over the top to Cameron. Cameron with it in between the circles. She comes right side back over to Johnson. Johnson deep in the right side. Johnson puts it up. Her shot, no good, too strong. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders get the ball back. Timeout situation. Midland did not use a timeout in the first half. Dort College used one, so we've got plenty of timeouts remaining for both teams. Pass comes left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it up to Gasing. Gasing driving left hand. Two players around her. Puts it up. Got bumped. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Here comes Hislop with the basketball. Hislop at the free throw line. Stops. Pops. 15-footer off the front iron. No good. Rebound long though. Taken away by Steffen for Midland. They'll set the offense. Steffen passes left side over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron gives back over to Hislop. Hislop with the ball. Hislop lob in the lane. It's down on the floor, and Steffen is called for traveling. Travel violation, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball back on the turnover. Gasink will inbound the basketball. She gives it off to Danelle Bone, and Bone will bring it up. Danelle Bone straight up the middle of the floor, now off to the right with it. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke high post, Cook. Cook tries to give it back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has to save it in on the baseline. Now it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding in front of their bench on the far sideline. Throwing the ball in will be Gasink. Now instead it'll be Bone as they swap places. Throwing the ball in will be Bone. Bone looking to throw.
Still looking. Gets it in out front to Gasing. Gasing left side, Cook. Cook spots up. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Tramer. Tramer to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson driving with the right hand. Two players around her, and she's called for traveling. She didn't get rid of it quickly enough. Travels with the basketball. And the Dort College defenders will get the basketball back. Trailing by 4, 37-33. 17:28 left to play in the ballgame. Pass right side, Brookice. Brookice out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing comes back over to Bone. Bone with the ball. On the right side, gives high post to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right wing, Bone. Bone three, got it. Three-point basket for Donnell Bone from the right wing. She's got six. And the defenders trail 37-36. Hislop with the basketball. Hislop gives... back over to Cameron. Cameron, right side Johnson. Johnson to a posting up Stefan, and Stefan is fouled on the play. Not sure if she'll get free throws here. We'll see if she was in the act of shooting, and it appears she was. Stefan with two free throws on the way. Her team leading 37-36. At Ord College has scored seven of the first 9 points of the first half, of the first 3 minutes and 12 seconds of this second half. Stefan makes the first free throw. She's got a dozen. Midland back up by two. And that one rattles off no good. So it's 38-36. Stefan makes one of two. Long pass into the front court. With it is Gasing. Stops. 12-footer. Right wing is good. Kayla Gasing with a two-point basket. Her first of the day. And we have our first tie since it was 11-11. Midland basketball, right side, Hislop. Hislop goes over to Johnson, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Brookice. It'll be Dort College defending. So Midland will inbound on the near sideline. Their offensive end of the floor. Gasink defending. Hislop will throw it in, and she gets it into Johnson, guarded there by Brookice. Pass comes right side back over to Hislop. Hislop with the ball. Hislop out front to Stefan. Pass underneath, taken away by Spronk, and Dort College has a chance to take their first lead since the first half. Into the front court and thrown away by Dort College and Donnell Bone. Not sure if Bone thought that Brookice was going to break out to the wing. Instead, Brookice broke towards the basket, and the ball went out of bounds untouched. Midland has the basketball back, inbounding the ball. Throwing it in will be Johnson. Johnson gets the return pass now. She takes it up the floor. Jamila Johnson gives it up to Pemberton. Pemberton with it on the left wing. Pemberton down to the baseline. Turns, comes back to the wing. Free throw line. Stefan. Stefan back over to Moon. Moon with the basketball. Moon back to Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson looking down low. Five to shoot. She'll put up the three. Hits it off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Pemberton on the weak side. Comes back over to Tramer. Tramer's shot. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Gasink. Gasink long pass into the front court to Spronk, and Spronk can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. 15:27 remaining in the ballgame. 38-38 our score. Bringing the ball up is Johnson. Johnson in between the circles. She goes right side over to Moon. Moon with it on the wing. Moon's pass inside, tipped by Spronk, and Spronk is called for coming over the back to tip that one away. So Brianna Spronk whistled for the personal foul. And for Spronk, that is foul number one. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Midland inbounds to Tramer. Tramer with the ball. Tramer gives it back over to Johnson. Johnson in between the circles. Tied up 38-38. Pass over to Moon. Moon will spot up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Jessica Jelsma up the floor. Passes into the corner. Gasink. Gasink drives. Two players around her. Puts it up. Shot no good, but they call her for steps before she got the shot off. Midland to throw the ball in, length of the floor in front of them. They get it into Johnson. Johnson driving up the floor. Passes left side over to Steffen. Steffen to Moon. Moon out front. Moon picks up her dribble. Passes to Pemberton. Pemberton on the right wing. Pemberton puts it on the floor strong with the right hand. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound collected by Spencer. Here comes Dort College. Quickly up the floor is Bone. Bone gives into the right corner to Spronk. Spronk will put up the three. Missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball on the baseline. Comes back over to the wing now. Gives out front to Gasing. Gasing. Right wing to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Gives it up to Bone. Bone swing pass right side. Gasing. Gasing on the wing. Now on the right elbow is Spronk underneath Spencer, and Spencer is fouled on the way going up. Jamila Johnson got her on the arm, and Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line to try and give Dort College their first lead. I should say their second lead of the half. First free throw on the way for Spencer is up. No good. We're tied 38-38. Spencer, a 67% free throw shooter coming into the contest. 8 for 13 right now. Second free throw is up and good, so she makes one of two. And the defenders establish a one-point lead, 39-38. 14 minutes left to play in regulation. Johnson with the basketball. We've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Midland uses their first timeout of the basketball game. They get the ball inbounded to Jamila Johnson. Johnson with the basketball in between the circles. She comes right side over to Moon. Moon with it on the right wing. Moon comes back over to Steffen. Steffen left side over to Pemberton. Pemberton with the basketball. Pemberton gives it up to Johnson. Johnson drives in. Left-handed layup. Wave it off. Foul before the shot. So Midland will inbound the basketball. It appears Dort College's Bailey Spencer is going to get called for the personal. That's her first. Midland throws the ball in. They get it in to Steffen. Steffen in the lane, blocked by Spencer, and they call her for a travel. Midland turns the ball over. Dort College gets the ball back, leading by 139-38. So Dort College will inbound the basketball, bringing it up the defenders. Pass goes left side over to Spronk. Spronk to Gasing. She'll spot up, put up a three, and cashes it in. Three-point basket by Kayla Gasing. She's got five, and the defenders lead 42-38. Nearly tipped away by Brooke Ice, and she does tip it away. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll eat Midland basketball. Pemberton to throw the ball in. We've got a sub checking in for Midland. This is Shaylin Miller. So Pemberton will throw it in. Midland with it in the backcourt. They get it in over the top to Moon. Moon with the ball. Dort College with a four-point lead. Midland down to the baseline. Shot by Steffen is good. She's got 14. Dort College leading by two, 42-40. So Dort College entered the half down by six. Taking a four-point lead. Now it's a two-point advantage. Gasing has it tipped away from her down low. It'll be Dort College basketball. Upside of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Gasing. Gasing to Spronk. Spronk in traffic, puts it up, shot blocked, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18 seconds on the shot clock, 13 minutes on the game clock. Gasing looking to throw the ball in, gets it in over the top to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice with the basketball. Brooke Ice at the free throw line, spins, gives to Spronk. Spronk with it, drives in, and it's tipped, controlled by Gasing. Eight to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Spronk. Spronk, 12-footer, fails to draw iron. Midland comes away with it. Now the ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland trailing 42-40 with the basketball. Mackenzie Pemberton. Pemberton to Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. Passes it off to Tramer. Tramer's pass deflected and taken away by Spronk. Spronk driving the other way, Dort College by a deuce. 12:25 left to go in regulation. Jelsma out front with it. Jelsma driving, double teamed, kicks right side to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice, Spencer. Spencer will put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tramer for Midland. Tramer in the backcourt with the basketball. She gives it up to Shaylin Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller comes left side over to Moon. Moon with it on the wing. Moon spots up, nothing there. Now Tramer. Tramer goes right side back over to Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller goes down low. Shot by Stefan is no good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball after the missed shot. Here comes Jelsma with the ball. Three new players checking in for the defenders at the next break. Jelsma in between the circles out front. She passes right side over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink comes left side over to Brookice. Brookice underneath Gasink. Gasink shovels it off for Spencer. Spencer baseline jumper from 12, right side, good. Bailey Spencer with 3 points. Stuart College reestablishes a four-point lead, 44-40, 11:19 left to go in the half, or in the game for that matter. And the Midland Warriors want a timeout to talk things over. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Shaylin Miller with the basketball out front. Miller driving left side, gives over to Moon. Moon beyond the three-point line, gets a screen. It's a ball screen set by Tramer. Can't get it to her, though. Comes back out front to Miller. Miller tries to pass, and then the pass is kicked away. Midland will have 15 on the shot clock, 11:02 on the game clock. Trailing by four are the Warriors. Midland has scored just 5 points here in the first 9 minutes of the second half. Moon down to the baseline. Moon gives it up over to Miller. Miller into the lane. Gives it right side over to Tramer. Tramer down on the floor. Gets it away. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Midland. And now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Midland basketball on the held ball. 44-40, Dort College by four. Midland inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Miller gets it into Moon. Moon's runner no good. Rebound tipped out by Caravan Dyke. Yeah, but it's last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. The defenders are leading in this one 44-40, so a turn of events here in the second half, at least the first 9.5 minutes of it. Dort College able to turn a 6-point deficit into a 4-point advantage here in the second half. Kayla Gasink on the left wing to Brookice. Brookice underneath Cook. Cook in traffic. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Jamie Cook has been Dort College's best post player offensively here this afternoon. First free throw by Cook is up and good. So Jamie Cook now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 5 points, 45-40. They've outscored Midland 16-5 to start the second half. Make it 17-5 to start the second half. As Cook makes both free throws, she's got 12, and the defenders lead 46-40. 10-20 and counting, ball game. Left side pass is Pemberton. Pemberton with the basketball. Ball tipped by Brookice, controlled by Midland. Midland's Miller. Miller with the basketball, tries to pass it inside. It's tipped and controlled by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. She doesn't have the number. She'll pull it out at half court and set it up. Brookice with the basketball. Right elbow of the lane. She doesn't stop until she gets to the hoop, and then she's fouled on the play by Miller. Two free throws on the way here for Brookice. Brookice with 5 points already this afternoon. She'll go to the free throw line with an opportunity to extend the Dort College 6-point lead. Dort College going after their third win of the conference season today. And I don't think I'm overstating it where if Dort College has hopes of making the postseason 8-team tournament in the GPAC, this is one that they've got to get. First free throw no good by Brookice. Second one is up and good. Brookice with 6 points. Dort College leads 47-40. The defenders have done it on the defensive end here in the second half. First 10 minutes have been awfully tough for Midland. Pass comes right side, Hislop. Hislop, ball deflected by Gasink. Used upper dribble, Gasink right on her. Comes back over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball into the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass back over to Johnson. Johnson's pass underneath. Tip controlled by Dort College. Here comes Cook. Cook with the basketball. Two players around her. Kick out Brookice. Brookice three-pointer. No good.
Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. 9:31 left to play in this half. Coach Craig Steensma wants a timeout himself now to talk things over. Dort College limiting Midland to 5 points so far here in the second half. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the Dort College Defenders. Outscoring Midland 18-5 to start the second half. 9:31 left to go in the game. Now Dort College by 7. Midland inbound the basketball. Dort College has turned the clamps pretty tight here in the second half. Midland struggling to get baskets. They've got a free throw and two field goals on the offensive end of the ledger. Pass right side with the basketball is Hislop. Hislop gives right side over to Cameron. Cameron swing pass out front. Three on the way by Johnson. Missed everything. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland, they say. Dort College. I thought maybe a defensive player got a hand on it. Defending the three-point shot. Instead, it goes out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by the Warriors. Dort College with the basketball. Pass down low to Cook. Cook trying to post up. And we've got a jump ball called as the ball goes down on the floor. Quick whistle that time on the held ball. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Gasing. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Pass comes into Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the corner. Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Shakes right. Goes left. She's on the wing. Comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Off the glass. Good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 7. Hasn't scored, though, since the opening minutes of this basketball game. Dort College now leads 49-40. Midland with the basketball on the left side is Cameron. Cameron gives into the corner. This is Hislop. Hislop pass over the top. Help side defense, or the weak side defensive help coming from Jamie Cook, and she comes away with a steal. Midland on defense now. Dort College with a chance to build on a 9-point advantage. Pass down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke swings it right side to Bone. Bone shot no good. A rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland to inbound the basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 8:16 left to go in regulation. Bailey Spencer is going to check into the ball game. Well, they gave the ball to the Midland player already to inbound, so they can't get her checked in this time. Neither team near the bonus yet. Both teams with 3 fouls in the second half of play. As we approach the 8-minute mark, lob pass goes down low, Tramer. And get it back outside. Shot on the way from the perimeter. No good by Cameron. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with the basketball. This is Bone. Bone at the free throw line. Kick out pass Gasing. Gasing, Van Dyke. Van Dyke will put up another 3. This one's no good. She hit one in the first half. Rebound controlled by Hislop for Midland. Midland with the basketball. Down to the baseline. And we've got a hand check called on Brookice before the shot. Kayla whistled for her 3rd personal, I believe. Both teams with 4 timeouts remaining. Dort College owning a 49-40 advantage. Well, nice-sized crowd on hand for the Dort College defenders making their way down to Fremont for this afternoon's Twin Bill. We've got a timeout on the floor. Dort College leads at 49-40, 7:40 remaining. Back with the inbounds play for Midland right after this. Midland inbounds the basketball, trailing 49-40, and the Warriors need to get things on track offensively. Jumper in the lane is good, and Midland finally gets a field goal. Sammy Hislop with a 2-point basket. That stops the run of 7 points in a row. It's 49-42. Pass to the middle of the floor, taken away by Midland. Midland full-court pressure defense. Pass comes back over to Hislop. Hislop puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. And Spencer, 7-10 and counting, ball game. Jelsma across the timeline. Jessica Jelsma will set the offense. Jelsma looking for someone to pass to. Pivots, passes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice, double-teamed, lost it, picks it back up. Got away with the travel there. Spronk comes on the right wing. Spronk back over to Bone, and it's tipped and controlled by Hislop. Hislop driving back the other way. Bone got back on defense, and we've got a body check called on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for foul number 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Pass into the lane, taken away by the defenders. Bowen with it, shovels it off for Gelsman. Gelsman puts it up, and it's blocked by Cameron. Cameron coming back the other way. Pass right side over to Johnson. Johnson with the ball. 6:30 left to play in the game. North College by 7. Pass goes down low. Stefan to Tramer. Tramer on the left elbow of the lane. Comes back to Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson to Hislop. Hislop with it on the right side. 10 to shoot for Midland. They're looking for the two-man game between Hislop and Stefan. Shot no good by Hislop, but we've got a foul on the rebound called on the defenders. And Midland will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Midland inbounds the basketball. They've got a fresh 30 to work with. Still trailing by 7 are the Warriors. Midland with the basketball. Hislop. Hislop into the lane. Jumper from 5. No good. Rebound controlled by Gelsman. We've got a hold called on Midland on the ensuing rebound. So Gelsman got wrapped up on the play. North College will inbound the basketball. It's team foul number 4 on Midland. Inbounding the basketball will be Brianna Spronk. Spronk throws it in. Gets it into Brookice in the corner. Comes back right to Bone. Bone left side Gelsman. Gelsman to Spronk. Spronk with it on the left wing. She comes back over to Gelsman. Gelsman down to the baseline. Spencer. Spencer free throw line. Spronk. And we've got a travel called on Spencer before the pass. And the Midland Warriors will inbound the basketball. Pemberton to throw it in. Pemberton gets the ball inbounded to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball across half court. She comes left side over to Stefan. Stefan with the basketball. Ball tipped by Gelsma. It's down on the floor, and now we've got a foul called on Bailey Spencer. Bailey Spencer has just been whistled for her third foul, I believe. Foul number 3 on Spencer. Not much scoring since the 10-minute mark. 3 for Dort, 2 for Midland. And free throws on the way for Jamie Tramer as she was fouled out on the floor. 1-1 opportunity, missed the front end. Tramer with 9 points, 7 of them in the first half. Dort College coming back the other way as we approach the 5-minute mark of this basketball game. Dort College 49, Midland 42. Left side pass over to Bowen. Bowen gives underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball and carry. Van Dyke is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Midland basketball. 49-42 our score. Now we've got a conference with the officials. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Now, Dort College has been awarded a timeout. I don't know if that preserved the possession or not. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 5:14 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 49-42. Dort College did maintain possession of the basketball. They got the timeout to preserve it. They give in the lane to Kara Van Dyke, and Van Dyke can't make the shot from 7 feet straight on. Back we come the other way. Driving in, right-handed layup. No good by Midland and Pemberton. Rebound collected by Cook. Here comes Dort College and Brookice. Brookice has the pass open. Gets it away to Gasing. Gasing blocked from behind, though, by Midland and Jamila Johnson. Johnson went up and blocked the shot of Gasing. Might have caught some body on the way as well, but no call coming. Dort College gets it into Cook. Cook is fouled on the play. It's either going to go on Moon or Tramer. Either way, Jamie Cook is going to the free throw line to shoot 2. So the foul called on Moon is her 3rd. Cook to the free throw line, 2 free throws. First one is good. 13 for Cook. She's 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Dort College leads 50-42.
Trying to match their biggest lead of the ball game, and Cook does so with a made free throw. 51-42, Dort College by 9. Cook is now 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Defenders by 9 points. Shot no good on the other end, and riding her hip the whole way was Kayla Brookice. Brookice unable to get in front of Jamila Johnson, and Johnson will go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. The foul called on the floor rather than the shot. Johnson, 1-and-1. Off the heel, no good. A rebound collected by Gasing. 4:40 and counting. Ball game. Dort College with the basketball, and Gasing travels with it under pressure by Johnson. Johnson was able to hound her. Gasing wanted to pick it up and make the pass, and by the time she had the ball in her possession off of the dribble, she had shuffled her feet a couple of times. Driving in is Moon. Moon layup right hand side, good, and we've got Bone down on the floor. Bone's been playing with a bad ankle for the last couple of weeks. So Danelle Bone will try to walk it off. Moon to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. That is the ninth point Midland has scored here in the second half. Free throw is good, so now they have 10 points in the second half. Dort College outscoring them 22-10 in the second half. Now Dort College throws the ball away in the backcourt. Still 4:32 remaining. Despite all of that, Dort College leading by 6, and Midland has the basketball. So they've got an opportunity to cut into the lead here. Midland with the basketball. Moon. Moon on the right wing working on Bone. Moon fading away from 15. Her shot is good. Darian Moon with a three-point play moments ago. Now a 2, and it's a four-point ball game again, 51-47. Dort College basketball. Bone. Bone into the front court. Bone gives it up left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke gives it up to Cook. Cook spin move in the lane with the left hand. Lays it up softly. Good. 16 for Cook. And the Dort College lead is 53-47. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College by 6. Back with more right after this. Timeout on the floor. Midland basketball trailing by 6 when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Midland basketball, down by 6 are the Warriors. Pass it over to Moon. Moon has had 5 points in a row for Midland. She passes into the corner, this time over to Ruprecht. Ruprecht gives right side back over to Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Her team down by 6. Johnson passes over to Moon. 7 to shoot for the Warriors. Moon down to the baseline. Her jumper from 12 is good. Darian Moon with 9 points, and the defenders lead 53-49. In the backcourt is Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk driving in, dumps it off for Spencer. Layup, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 53-49, Dort College by 4. 3:19 remaining in regulation. Dort College took their first lead of the second half at 39-38. First free throw is good by Spencer. She's got 4 points in a reserve role this afternoon. Another free throw on the way for Spencer. This one's up and good. So Spencer makes both free throws. She's got 5. And the defenders retake a 6-point lead, 55-49. Midland with the basketball. This is Johnson. Johnson with the right hand. Drove in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. And now she's fouled on the play by Johnson immediately. So Johnson commits the personal foul. That's team foul number 7 on Midland. Free throws on the way for the defenders and Kayla Brookice. A 1 and the bonus coming for Brookice. 1-1 on the way for Kayla Brookice. She's got 6 points. Free throw is up. Free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Midland. Midland off and running. Moon. Moon drives in. Short arms the layup. No good. Off of the front of the rim. Rebound collected by Dort College. And Danelle Bone. Bone Tries to pass it off right side, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Midland Warriors. It'll be DeWitt College basketball. 2:51 remaining in the ballgame. DeWitt College throwing it in is Gasing. Gasing gets it inbounded to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook gets the return pass now down low, and she's held on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamie Tramer, I believe. And Cook has a pair of free throws coming. Well, beg your pardon, a 1-1. No, they're going to say she was shooting now, so they'll give her two free throws. Cook makes the first one. She's got 17. 56-49, DeWitt College leading. Another free throw on the way, 2:43 remaining in regulation. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the front iron, no good. And that's the first time Cook has missed a free throw in 11 attempts. She's 10 for 11 now from the free throw line, DeWitt College by 7. Midland basketball, 2.5 remaining. They get it to Moon. Moon has had the hot hand so far here in the second half for Midland. Last few minutes, she's the reason they've cut into the lead. And a long three by Jamila Johnson. She's got 8. And the defenders lead 56-52. In the backcourt, ball thrown away. Bone tried to get it over to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke's unable to catch it. Gets away from the defenders. Bailey Spencer will check in. Jamie Cook will check out. So Midland now an opportunity to cut into the lead, and a timeout on the floor charged to Midland. They've got two more remaining, so they'll use the timeout to talk things over and set things up with 2:15 left to go in the ballgame. DeWitt College leads 56-52. Midland has a inbounds play on their end of the floor, though, after a DeWitt College turnover when we return right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Midland inbound the basketball. They throw it in over the top. Ball tipped. It's off of the backboard. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Steffen. Steffen comes back out front. They go to Johnson. Johnson rocks into a three. Her shot no good. A rebound collected by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Long pass over to Bone. Bone pressing the issue. Bone at the free throw line. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Gasing. Gasing, Brookice, 19 to shoot. They get it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice to Bone. Bone spots up. No. Gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing right side, Brookice. Brookice three. Got it. Three-point basket by Kayla Brookice. She's got 9, and the defenders lead 59-52. Back up by 7. Here comes Midland. 1:30 and counting. Ball game. Johnson with the basketball on the wing. Jamila Johnson comes back over to Moon. Moon with it in between the circles. She gets a screen, puts it up from 3. Moon shot no good. Rebound though, Tramer. Tramer kick out past Johnson. Fresh 30 for Midland. The clock is the enemy right now though. Johnson driving in. Weaves her way in. Rims it in good. Johnson with 10 points. DeWitt College leads 59-54. A two-possession lead for the defenders. And a foul in the backcourt called on Midland and Jamila Johnson. Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line and will shoot at least a 1-1. Let's see if that's foul number 10 on Midland in this half. That is foul number 9. So Spencer will shoot a 1-1. And we've got another timeout on the floor charged to Midland. 59-54, DeWitt College leads. 103 left to go in regulation. A 5-point advantage for the DeWitt College defender women. Back with more right after this. This is DeWitt College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Bailey Spence with an opportunity to make this at least a 3-possession basketball game. The DeWitt College defenders playing the defense. Midland throws it away. And now the DeWitt College defenders will inbound it underneath the basket on their offensive end. So Midland turns it over immediately. Dort College gets the ball back. Gasing to throw it in. Gasing gets it into the corner. Cook. Cook back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Gasing. Gasing back over to Brookice. 45 seconds and counting. Pass comes right side. This is Cook, and Cook is held on the play. And the Dort College defenders will send Jamie Cook to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 17 points for Cook this evening. 11 of 12 on free throws. Make it 12 of 13 now. Guess we can't quite call it this evening. We've got to say this afternoon. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Cook makes both free throws. She has four field goals tonight, or today, I should say. 19 points for the ball game. Dort College in front, 61 to 54. Three-pointer no good at the other end. Fight for the basketball, and it's a jump ball, alternating possession. Midland has it. 61 to 54, our score. Midland to throw it in. Jamila Johnson. Johnson looking to trigger it. Still looking. Lobs it in over the top. Gets the return pass now. She'll put up a three. Hits it off the heel. No good. A rebound controlled by Gasink, and she's fouled. Gasink will shoot two free throws for the defenders. Up by seven, and this one should be in the bag for the defenders. Up by three possessions. 29.8 seconds remaining in the ballgame, and Midland's going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College by 7. Let's take a timeout and be back with the resumption of play. Dort College by 7 right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Kayla Gasing to the free throw line. 61 to 54, Dort College by 7. Gasing can extend it to 9 with a pair of made free throws. First one by Gasing is good. 29 for 34 from the free throw line this season for Gasing. Makes it a 62-54 ball game. And she drops that one through as well. She's got 7, and the defenders lead 63 to 54. Johnson brings the basketball up for Midland. 25 seconds left to go in regulation. She drives in. Right-handed layup is good for Johnson. Johnson with 12. Dort College leads 63 to 56. Pass is tipped by Brookice's pass is tipped. It's Dort College basketball. 20.6 seconds remaining. Dort College by 7. 63-56. Gasink inbounding, length of the floor in front of the defenders. They get the ball inbounded to Cook. Cook in the backcourt, gets it away. Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone across half court. Three players around her. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Cook. Cook with the ball back over to Bone, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. We'll keep it right here with 11.1 seconds remaining. Dort College by 7. Well, Dort College is going to win their second game in a row. They're going to improve to 3-8 in the conference, 8-11 overall. Midland is going to fall to 7-13. And 0-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a loss here this afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College leading 63 to 56. Gasing gets the ball inbounded to Cook. Cook with the ball. Cook comes back over to Bone. Bone with it in the backcourt. Bone gives it up to Cook, and that's the ball game. Final score, Dort College 63, Midland 56. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's basketball game, the women's contest, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win by a final of 63-56 this afternoon over the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference action for the Dort College women. A much-needed win in terms of trying to get after that. That eighth spot in the conference standings. Right now they've got a little bit of ground to make up, but hopefully they can get that done and can at least advance into the postseason tournament. This was a much-needed win in regards to that. Dort College and Midland were tied at 3-11 before Midland eventually took a 20-13 advantage in the first half, and they were up by as many as 10 in the first half at 30-20. Dort College was able to cut the lead down to 6 at halftime, 35-29. In the second half, Dort College limited Midland to 3 points in the early going while scoring 9 of their own to tie it up at 38-38, and they never trailed again with a lead of 39-38. They built the lead all the way up to 9 at 49-40 and went on to win 63-56. Midland would get no closer than 4 down the stretch. That came at 56-52. Dort College was led unofficially by Jamie Cook with 19 points, while Midland was topped by Danielle Steffen with 14 points. 11 of her points came in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first game of our doubleheader. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College trailed Midland 35-29 at halftime of this women's basketball game that just reached conclusion. Dort College, though, outscored Midland 34-21 in the second half. Win by a final of 63-56. For the Dort College defenders, they were 17 of 48 from the floor, 35.4%, 7 of 20 on threes, 35%, 22 for 27 from the free throw line, 81.5%. For Midland, they were 23 of 60 from the floor, 38.3%, 3 for 14 on threes, 21.4%, 7 of 12 on free throws, 58.3%. Midland rebounded Dort College 39-36. Turnovers, Midland 15, Dort College 18. Steals, Dort College 8, Midland 5. Jamie Cook had 19 points to lead the defenders. 4 of 7 from the floor, 1 for 3 on threes, 10 of 11 on free throws. 9 points for Kayla Brookice, 7 each for Kayla Gasink and Kara Van Dyke. 6 points for Brianna Sprong, 5 for Bailey Spencer. 2 each for Elise Marish and Jessica Jelsma for their total of 63 points. For the Midland Warriors, 14 for Danielle Steffen, 12 for Jamila Johnson, 9 for Jamie Tramer, that is, 9 for Darian Moon, 7 for Sammy Hislop, 2 for Kristen Cameron, and 3 for Mackenzie Pemberton for their total of 56. Dort College was led in rebounding by Kara Van Dyke with 7, 4 for Kayla Gasink, 4 for Jamie Cook, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, and 4 for Bailey Spencer. For Midland, Jamie Tramer had 9 rebounds. Sammy Hislop had 5, 4 for Kristen Cameron, 4 for Danielle Steffen, 4 for Mackenzie Pemberton, and 3 for Shaylin Miller. Assists, Jamila Johnson had 4, 3 for Danielle Steffen. Kayla Gasing credited with 4 assists for the Dort College defenders. 2 assists for Danelle Bone. 2 steals each for Brookice, Bone, and Sprunk. Sammy Hislop had 2 assists for Midland, as did Jamila Johnson. Coach Craig Steensma has made its way out of the locker room, and Coach Steensma, your team won this one with defense. About a 12 or 13 minute stretch in the first 13 minutes of the second half. You really clamped down on Midland and limited them to, I believe, 5 points over that stretch. And that allowed you to turn a 6-point deficit into what eventually was a double digit lead in the second half of today's basketball game. Good defensive effort by your team, especially in the second half.
Right. I thought we really turned it up defensively, and it was going to be a battle. They're a very good team, and they really, really came to play, especially on the offensive glass, and makes it hard when they get second shots, and it increases their shooting percentage. And we're very proud of the effort in the second half, and just really proud of the senior leadership. Bailey Spencer obviously had a huge part in that defensive effort, and
And I thought she just did a great job of blocking out the middle and just clogging things up, and just really proud of the team effort, but also defensive effort in the second half.
What were the adjustments you had to make at halftime that allowed you to really clamp down on Midland?
Well, we just made one adjustment, and that was that our guards, for better or for worse, were not gonna get help. We were just gonna stay with post no matter what, and guards had to do everything they could. I said, make them make a tough shot, try to keep them out of the lane, but we can't rotate because they were just penetrate and dish down. You know, and we can't allow post players to shoot point blank shots, and I thought we did way too much of that. So that was the one thing we did differently. We just said, no help, we're not rotating. You're out there on an island, you're out there by yourself, and you got to stick them. And, you know, then you have to go with your very best perimeter defenders to have a shot. And so we had to switch things up a little bit in terms of matchups and things. And, you know, I thought Bailey did the best job in the first half of stopping that, you know, them from getting easy entries and pushing them out a little bit. And so Kara, Jamie, Bailey, and Brianna Sprunk all played really well, you know, in the second half defensively, and helped us out a lot.
Held your own on the glass. You get out rebounded 39-36, but yeah. I don't remember what it was at halftime, but it seemed like you held your own in the second half.
Well, I certainly can remember that it was 22-13 because that was mentioned at halftime. But we did a better job in the second half, and we lose if we don't. And so it's, you know, it's pretty simple. You're out rebounded by 9, and a lot of them are offensive. You just can't live with giving them that many more shots than what you're getting, you know. And we didn't shoot an incredible percentage that it, you know, just enough to keep us in the game, I thought. And we made a very concerted effort to get Jamie some touches, and she did a really nice job responding in the second half as well.
I don't think I was overstating things when I said during the broadcast, if this team wants to make the postseason playoffs and make it into the top 8, that tier of the conference, this was one you had to have.
Right. We need a bunch more, too, but we had to have today. And, you know, this next upcoming week will be very, very important for us. And, you know, we just need to continue to individual improvements and team improvements. And, you know, just chemistry is also going to be really important. And just, you know, being able to buy into what we're doing and work as hard as you can at your role. And, you know, that'll be an important thing for us moving forward.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Good win for your team on the road this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back. Set things up for the men's contest right after this.